Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X.
A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
Their seed and their spawn, they're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly sing in tribute. It's the day we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone. Faced down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are a part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to show the same stand on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotel, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you are listening to The Narrative. And I want to say thank you all for joining us today. We're going to have a very interesting show today, as we do every Sunday. The show today, we're going to focus on the woman, the environment, and where do we fit in as men. This is very timely subject here because we're getting ready to witness the continual trial this week of Derek DeChauvin, let's just put it in proper perspective, Derek the Beast Chauvin, and the George Floyd case. And, you know, I also want to, for our announcements, to say that our yearly fast of Ramadan will begin this Tuesday. I pray that all Muslims will be successful throughout the entire 30 days of the fast. If you are not able to complete the fast, you must feed the homeless and offer some form of good deed throughout the month. Make up the days if you have to miss some days, you have to make those days up. And, you know, I pray that you all will be successful. Fasting is not an easy task, especially if you're new to fasting. It builds up your will. It really helps, beloved brothers and sisters, to help to cleanse your body. It helps you in the things that probably that would kind of tick you off throughout the regular week or month. Those things you'll put aside when you're fasting. There's not to be any loud screaming and hollering, getting mad for whatever reason. You know, it's hard, man. Sometimes it's things that take place in our everyday lives that helps to trigger a lot of our behavior that we have. And just know that fasting is for Allah alone. Is our way to show devotion to Him. And, I've started fasting well over 30 plus years ago. And it seems like now that as you progress in age, it seems like the fasting becomes a little bit more difficult, because as you progress in age, we have to understand that a lot of us, we was not born into Islam, okay? A lot of us came by Islam through the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the United States. Or for some came through Islam through Noble Drew Ali and others, but for the most part, if you live over here in North America, Islam you weren't born in Islam, and so the practice of fasting may be something new to you. But we pray that you all will become successful in this yearly practice that we have in Islam, and I'm going to start the newsletter first, and then we're going to get into our discussion with our brother Al-Wali Muhammad. So, newsletter 60. It says that character builders, two names that we must remember, Joshua Brown in the Bolton Johns case against Amber She-Devil Geiger, and Dorian Johnson in the Michael Brown case against Darren Take the Money and Run Wilson. Both men were called to give witness testimonies of the accounts of these two highly publicized cases. Both men have lost their lives and are no longer with us. Why? History, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught, best reward our research. The history of America to this very day tramples on the law of God, truth, and justice. This case of Derek the Beast Chauvin is a defining moment for the American justice system and for black people as to our response after the trial. Both men, Joshua Brown and Dorian Johnson, that we mentioned at the beginning, were murdered in the black community. Yes, Derek the Beast Chauvin is on trial, but you are on trial as well as black America. Those two men would be alive today, I believe, if there were no fearful people amongst the brethren. Understand, Joshua Brown didn't want to testify, and he left Dallas. It was reported that he said that he would be killed, and he was. Did he have to die? No. But for many years since slavery, black men stood by and watched the marauders roll through our communities at night, hooded, looking for witnesses that can identify them and give account of what they've done. And many watched these bloodthirsty beasts hang witnesses in our neighborhoods. And now here we are in modern days now. We don't stand around and watch. You're not forced to do that. However, you will go into your homes and shut the door. Remember, they did the same thing on the plantation, except they forced you to watch back then. However, today, you are not forced to watch. And now you go into your homes and you close the door. You are on trial, Black America, with the beast. And I pray that we pass this examination. No marauders are allowed in our community. Protect those who are testifying in this trial for us as black people. You know, I heard that it was about, I don't know the exact countdown, but I remember it was said there's about 30 to 40 million black people within the United States. However, don't you know that translates to 30 to 40 million protectors that are needed with 80 million pairs of eyes? And you think on it. That's the newsletter for today. I want to say hello to my brother, my friend, Brother Al-Wali Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, dear brother. How are you?
Walaikum salam, brother. I'm wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Thanks to Allah and his message.
Praise be to Allah. All right, brother, before we get into our subject, you want to quote, say anything about the newsletter I just read? Share some insight?
It's kind of self-explanatory. Oh, man. The bottom line is terror tactics. And
right.
How terror was used and is used on our people to create greater fear that the enemy have freedom to rule over. That's what it's all about, sir.
Yes, sir.
If I can rule over you all day long if you're very fearful of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple equation. It's not complicated at all. And it has to do with life of death, taking it from you.
Mm-hmm.
All of that played a part in us even becoming slaves in the first place. So all of this had to be brought out so that it could be seen and we could determine, we could choose which we preferred, slavery, which embodied shame, suffering, death, or freedom, justice, and equality.
Right.
Pretty much covers it. You, even today, I mean, you look at it. You can look at the marauders. You can look at the clans. You can look at all of the groups. You can look at the police. You can look at all of them who activate these tactics because when you look at the number of people that you're trying to govern, and you represent a small group, a minority, in trying to do that, then you have utilized technology that will enable you to be successful in that undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so.
Yes, sir.
It's not strange. It's not something to be amazed about.
That's right.
When you see a brother shot in the back while running away, hung by the neck, lynched, burnt alive on a rail, three men with their knees and on a man's neck and back until he suffocated to death. Today, it's all pointing to the same thing. Look at this. Look at this. It's to tell you something. To show you something. You have no chance. You have no hope. You have no power. We it is who determine not only your life, but the quality of it, as well as our power can take your life.
Mm-hmm.
Man, to live under that for this many years, it has had awesome effects.
Yes, it did.
And it has kept this society of people in the position of rulership and authority over the so-called American Negro.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I understand the letter you read to be about.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. Because I remember a time when my mother said to me that at one point in time in the black community, especially here in Houston, HPD was not allowed in certain areas after a certain time at night, because the people themselves protected their own community. It was a time where a black woman could be getting off of the bus late, and she had to walk down the street, and the men would just walk behind her to make sure she made it home. They wasn't going around, you know, while she was walking, "Hey, baby, hey," you know, wasn't trying to talk to her. They just wanted to make sure that she made it home. And I'm looking at this time now, because a lot of the highly publicized cases when it came to police and the black community, something eventually happened now in this time period as well to those who had the courage to testify, or either they were harassed. Those things need to stop. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you done it before. I don't know what's so different now to where you can't do it. I mean, those who are testifying in this trial right now against Derek the Beast Chauvin, you know, they're going to return back to their lives after the whole case is over. And I don't want to see or hear that these marauders that went into the black community, went and retrieved them out of there and trying to do harm to them. Because we got to keep in mind, man, we have two young females that's involved in this. The little nine, I think the little young lady was 9 or 10 years old, that testified. Now, the press, now, as long as I can think back, as long as I can remember, I don't recall whenever a young white female or any young wife or any female back in the day or young male had to testify in a major trial that you didn't see a picture of them. You only heard the voice. And you didn't see, even inside of the public press, they would at least blur their faces out. The young sister that testified on that case, I seen her on the world news without the little blur on the face. Now, some of the world news, they will put the blur on, but some of them they didn't. And I would hate to see anything happen to that young lady. So, you know, those of us who do have a voice, you need to make the community aware, and you put it out there, because one thing that they know about the nation is that we don't make just in blanket threats. You know it's gonna be intended. If you try to come in there after one of ours. It's as like, I love that little description you mentioned about the millstone, brother. You'd be better have a millstone tied around your neck than to come rolling up in there after one hour. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we have to get back to.
Well, let me say this, Father. I hope all of the brothers in particular is listening at this.
Mm-hmm.
Sisters as well. I want to clear that. It's very noble what you're saying, chivalrous, what you're saying. But the fact remains of what slavery have done to both the male and the female. And you see the effects of it today. All of these years later, when you see the slaughter of men and women taking place publicly, as it was on the plantation, publicly,
where
the world and there's nothing but fear, shaking, complaining, and protesting, asking for what these people will never give to us. They will never give to us freedom. They will never give to us justice. They will never give to us equality. For them to do that is to cut their own throats. For them to do that, they have to get off of the throne and put the crown on the king. That just won't happen.
Right.
We know this. We understand this. We knew it and understood it when the intention was to bring these people about in the first place. What they are doing and what they have done is not been an amazement to us. It has been the fulfillment of God's word. So we know these people and what it is. You know, when you see our people out in the street, they're hoping there's some degree of mercy in these people to give them what is impossible for them to give.
Right.
Freedom, justice, and equality. That can only come from our God who's here today. These people look at us so bewildered when they see us protesting and asking them for what they cannot give. It's not in them to give it. They were not made with it in them to give. Our people refuse to accept this, even though it's been taught to them year after year after year after year.
Right.
The messenger, you know, I like to use these terms. As the brothers, our young brothers say today, they said, the first, they refer to us as the first dispensation. We was all gung-ho and we ready for this and we ready for that.
You damn right.
Man. That's the way you kind of respond when you get those teachings.
Yeah,
for the first time, you be so energized, mom. You feel so much power. You just want to release. The messenger said, some of you would probably do something to a degree. He said, when he starts crying and telling you don't do this and don't do that, please begging you and pleading, he said, we would probably outcry him, spare him. And fail. And then the first opportunity he got to change the situation, kill us immediately.
Come on.
He said, you don't understand, black man. You don't understand your own nature. He said, you are the life giver, not the life taker. Your nature is righteousness. You create life. That's not your way to take it.
Think of it. Yep.
He said, what do you see happen when all of the loved ones who are slaughtered publicly, what do you see? Their mothers, their fathers, their spouses, their brothers, their sisters, their relatives, what do they say publicly? We forgive them. We have no grudge. We hold no grudge. Look at that. What kind of people does that?
Right.
It's a people who have a high regard for life.
For life, yeah.
For life.
That's
the messenger said, that's why it is not for you to destroy them. Let's get this black man teach this truth. He said, it is not for you to do that. It is for him. Who are you talking about, Elijah, when you say it's for him? This God is for him.
Yeah.
His very appearance to us lets us know what his job is.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about, Elijah? He said this one, he has both natures. Oh, bless his name. He has the nature, the divine nature of the black man.
Right.
Hmm?
Right.
So that he could judge the black man according to his own nature. For that is the only way you can give him justice, is judge him according to his own nature. And he has his nature to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But he also has the nature of the beast so that he could judge him according to his own nature. And the scriptures say, he that has judged without mercy shall be judged without mercy.
Wow. Yep.
So this one, he can do it. Ain't no bargaining with this one.
Mm-hmm.
The messenger says, and he was, he said, I'm not mocking when I say this.
Yeah.
He say, but the clock done run down and the hand is stuck on six.
Come on.
You're not going no further. He gonna end it all. And he's already started it. There's nothing you can do to stop it. This is for another time, brother. Is what I'm talking about. So teaches the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The
judgment.
And the judgment is now, according to his divine word.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to move away from that because this pertains to the black woman. And this is something that we must know. We must know who she is, what she is, in order to know how to properly value her.
Right. Exactly.
That's,
and this
real
is
important,
where we're talking about today. We're going to talk about the woman, but we're also going to talk about the environment and where do we sit in all this as men. You know, brother, I'm going to start right here. You know, the woman is the encapsulation of the universe in form. Now, everybody listen to that. The woman is the encapsulation of the universe in form. What do I mean by that? You know, when we look at the woman, we are looking at the originator's vision of what the universe will look like in physical form. We must understand that the originator did not have vision when he first created self. Eyes had to be produced. Ears had to be produced. So therefore, what was the originator in the beginning? And what would the universe look like to a blind man or woman? Think on it. What would it look like to a blind man or woman who can't see? I mean, I would submit to you that when you look at the woman in physical form, she is the model of the universe. Throughout the world of man, it is believed that the man is the first creation of the originator. And when you think on it, you know, we have to sit there and really think deep. I remember hearing the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talk that the first act of creation was not to produce a man. It was to produce a woman. Let's look at it. Because the originator, the self-created one, came to awareness, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that one started to study self in the triple darkness of the universe. Then the act of self-production began. Well, brother, if you want to tackle some of that, tack on to that, go ahead. If any of you all want to call in today, let me give out the number quickly before I let brother respond. The area code is 914-205-5519. And whenever you call in, those of you who are listening by telephone, all you have to do is click the number 1, and then you'll be put in the host queue. Go ahead, brother Wally.
Well, I would say this. You know, one, it reminds me of something that Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson said. Matter of fact, I got one of his shirts with it on it.
Right. Yeah, I love listening to that, bro.
I don't want to say it the way he put it on there. But he says we need science.
Right.
He said it in a way which really gets your attention to it. He said we need science.
Yes.
We need to understand something about the originator to make a point like you did. And saying that is one thing about science and a scientist. A scientist is really not to prove his theory. Really, it's not. He want to see what it is, period. Whether it's against him or whether it's for him. He just want to see what it is and put it out there what it is, you know? When you when you consider that the one who we recognize is Almighty God Allah today, being he is a man, who was born out of a woman. And it means that the man had to do what? Come together with the woman with the what? Intention of producing what? Him.
Life. Come on.
So one thing is this. Just think of it. He didn't come first. His sister came first. What does this have any bearing to do with the originator in the beginning?
Come on.
See, you got to look at it. Remember when I told you about patterns, brother?
Remember when
I told you about patterns?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the patterns, look, the pattern, think about the one in the beginning. You got to understand something. What did he make himself from?
Come on.
What did he create himself from? And you got to understand something else about this. And you know what it is?
Go ahead.
In the revelation, and that's a good word to remember, revelation and what it is. Speaks about a woman in the revelation.
Right.
And this woman was to produce a nation. And it speaks about her countenance, what she looked like, with the what? Sun and moon at her feet.
Right. Clothes in it. Right.
And a crown of 12 stars on her head.
Right.
Look at this. Why a woman? Why a woman? These are questions that have to be asked. Why a woman? If the man was first, where did he come from?
Well,
that's a legitimate question. If you say the man is first, all I'm saying is, where did he come from?
Yeah, where did he come
from? And what do you mean by first? And what do you mean by first? We know there is a pattern. And the pattern started, when did the pattern start? The pattern started when motion began.
Exactly.
You can't make a pattern without making motion.
Exactly, without having a start to it. That's true.
Look at that. But now, when you say having a start to it, right? If you have a start, then do not that point to beginning? Is not that the term we place on the start, the beginning?
Right. That's right.
Well, anything that has a beginning has an end.
Sure do. No doubt about that.
So all these things that we talk about, we have to prove these things through the teachings of Almighty God, Allah, who came in the person of Master Muhammad, to whom we praise, all praise, forever, for giving us our teacher, our leader, our guide, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. You see what I'm saying?
It can be proven. Oh, yeah, and it can be proven. Even if you did not even meet a messenger, it's as you said, brother, a pattern had begun. And you it's kind of like I know it's going to sound crazy, but the Kabbalion even mentions that even down to the grossest form of matter, it has an origin and a production, that cycle, that begin it. And don't nobody have to teach you how to go to the toilet. It just happens, don't it? Is it magic? No. It's a pattern. It's a pattern that already started long before you came into the knowledge of anything that you and I, you know, that we study today and brother, I hope that I, because one of the things that I would always tell my students when I was teaching in the public school system, is that every last one of us are born in the world to be a scientist. And I always start them right there with that point. Because everything that's how we begin as children. We come into the world. You see a baby just start looking at everything.
Are you there?
I can hear you.
Hello. You can hear me.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
The baby
starts off. Go ahead. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but Blog Talk Radio been having some issues today, so we're just gonna go through it because they had something saying that Skype, they've been having an issue with Skype. So go ahead, brother. Hopefully you can hear me and I can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, let me say this. When you look at the fact when you mention that about the baby and about how it has bowel movements or et cetera.
Right, all of that.
Well, you know, you have to look at things like what is the embryonic fluid that the baby is in? What is that? That's why we need science.
Right.
Yeah. What we expel is chemical too.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
What is the baby in? How does the baby, how is this prophet, he got to receive nourishment.
Right.
If it is to live and his systems to develop naturally. And if they're developing naturally, then you're looking at how does the baby expel what is utilized and produce more energy. Where does it go? Where does it? See, we need science. Where does it go?
Right.
So when we're looking at the environment that the baby is growing in, right?
Right.
It's the woman.
Exactly.
So when, well, it's...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
all right.
I can hear you.
Oh, boy, this is, I didn't want this to happen.
It's too much. It's energy flowing in this conversation, so that's what's causing the production of it. Go ahead.
You know, it's like when you go back to the whole process, and you're dealing with genetic material, and sperm and ovum, and the man emits in the woman, the first thing it deals with, and see, you have to understand all of this as it relates to the first God. The first thing occurs is opposition, because it's treated like it's what? Foreign.
Right.
And there is, because of that treatment, produced acids that would kill them all if it could. That's why so many have to come in. Because a great portion is going to be destroyed in the process. It's a process. So when they try to come together, the first thing they meet is difficulty.
Right.
This is the same thing in the beginning. Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be? This is not speculation.
Right.
There's a whole book, the messenger said, is left for us, but we don't know how to read it anymore. We don't know how to read it anymore because we disconnected.
Right.
We don't know how to read it anymore. What am
I saying? It's interesting that you said that. Yeah.
Life. That's not a, what do you say, what comes from the male and binds with the female? If God did this by himself, as one say, and that self word is an important word, then why would there even be a need of a woman? You see, mm-hmm. there's something there. And then if you did this by yourself, what proof of you have this today? Can you mm-hmm. still produce like that? Can you still produce like that? Do you see men creating themselves?
No. Totally impossible.
Huh? Without the aid? Without the aid of the female.
Mm-hmm.
Name me one man to touch this planet that have not come through the womb of a female. Name me
right.
one. What's telling us? It's telling us a whole lot. We just don't read. What was Muhammad told when he was in the cave and receiving the book? Read.
Read.
Read. He thought it was strange because he was not a learned man. Read. What are you saying? How was it interpreted? So that's another
right.
subject you have to deal with. Misunderstanding interpretation creates a lot of problems
mm-hmm.
for us. So our perception is then tainted, altered.
Right.
And so it becomes difficult to see reality as it is because we are misunderstanding and misinterpreting what? The message.
Mm-hmm.
The signal that we are trying to embrace.
Mm-hmm.
How long has the woman been here?
Longer than man, I can tell you that much.
If you first, brother.
Uh-huh.
If you first, then why is it that she has the responsibility of keeping the life alive that is a formed in her?
Mm-hmm.
Growing it. Huh?
That's right.
She's growing it. She's keeping it alive. She's feeding it from her own being.
Right.
She's breathing for it until it can
right.
get to what it. She's sending all kinds of signals to it. When it's in her, she's letting it know about the environment outside of the one that it's in.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That's right.
Prepping it, enabling it to develop. Well, when it engages with the environment outside, it is somewhat prepared because coming through her womb, it gets something that is extremely about necessary for its survival.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got to understand these things as it relate to the first one.
Exactly. Exactly.
He left a pattern. He left a pattern of how he wanted to be. Let me, if the woman got all of this responsibility,
mm-hmm.
she teaches, she educates your whole nation. She is the first teacher of life that comes onto this planet in its most, what? Vulnerable
mm-hmm.
state.
Mm-hmm.
She is programming the brain. She is programming the brain. Why would she be given such an honor as this? What is it between, I asked this at my mother's funeral, what is it between the woman and God? What is it going on there? Huh?
Come on.
You got to look at this, brother. The whole black nation begins its journey into this environment that we're in today begins it with her strength and her power, with her immune system. Ooh, what about this woman?
Yep.
But she's not even talked about. She's not even mentioned. Every night she's mentioned in past. Let me ask this question. How close is she to God? How close is the woman to God? How long has she been?
Closer than the juggalo vein.
How long has she been?
Oh, she's always existed. And that's the reason why I use that word encapsulation. What do encapsulation mean? Encapsulation means the action of enclosing something in or as if in a capsule. Well, when we look at the universe is just like a big, gigantic womb. That's what it is. And brother, notice the first little paragraph I said. The woman is the encapsulation of the universe in form. When we look at the woman.
I hear what you're saying, brother.
Come on.
I hear what you're saying.
Come on.
And this is what
we want our people out there to understand. Man, when you look at the woman, she is the universe in form. Let's get deep into it.
Brother
hit something about that environment. I want you to definitely go into that, because we're going to hit that big time. Go ahead, brother.
Well, you got to look at this. You see, the criterion on which I speak is the teaching that came from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that came from God himself. If I cannot use those teachings as the criterion on which I base truth, then I'm saying nothing. I'm a babbling idiot. But if I can, with a reasoning mind, then you should ask, who is this man that delivered these teachings to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that gave it to us? If the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we had been living what? A time before we created the sun. What are you talking about, Elijah? We know that the sun was created and put in that universe 76 trillion years ago. We were already here. How, Elijah? How is that possible that we were here? You see, you got to look at where were we at? What did we look like? You can't say what we look like because what? It wasn't recorded.
You're right.
There's no record of it. It wasn't recorded. Meaning we had not created time in that time. Nothing to record. You hear what I'm saying, brother?
I'm going to pull something that the messenger said. His words was that when he was referring to the black Adam. Okay, this is what he said. He said, this figure one and six are the most outstanding figures that we have. One represents the God that created the heavens and the earth, and the other one represents the six. Why is it that he didn't stop growing? He grew into the scientific knowledge of six. And when he got into the six, he still had us puzzled. We didn't know how to overtake him because the six came 6 trillion years after the one. The Black Adam, now I'm pulling this from the book called The Book of God, the one by True Islam, by Dr. Wesley Muhammad. It's called The Book of God.
When you're pulling that from Dr. Wesley Muhammad, I thought you were it directly from what the message said.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's what the message, what I quoted at first was what the messenger said. Dr. Wesley added that into his book. When talking about the figure one and six, that came directly from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But
Let's go to one. What is
one? You broke up, brother. Say it again.
What is one? I said, what is one?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? You got to answer what is one. If there is one, there is something, right?
Uh-huh.
So what is one? What is the one symbolizing? One can be singular as such as well one can be plural. So what are you referring it to? I'm asking you, pulling it from there. What is the one?
I was referring to the one reality. However, when you ask what is the one, but I'm also looking at what preceded the one, and there would have been that Adam, but the Adam also came from out of the universe itself as well, because I know one of the most powerful things that we have is the zero. Right?
Well, when you're talking about the binary system, you see, you talk about these numbers, they number from what? They number from what?
Come on, you
when you're talking
with,
about
with
the binary, see, this what I'm saying, brother, is this. We often say one. We don't say how are we using it, speaking it? Are we talking about one kind, one type, which is in the plural sense? Huh? Are we talking about one unit, one of something, singular? How we would do that? How does this relate to the Quran? When the Quran says we.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I always read where it talks about we.
Well, if the Quran is saying we gave to man, we did this, who is the we? Is it more than one? A lot of people believe this to be what? Lot of people believe this to be God and angels.
Right,
that is
right.
That is their perception of that writing.
Right.
But I'm talking about checking the perception to see if they are perceiving as it is given. I got to write the question that. If I am to lay my faith and belief on that. So we'll move to this part about the woman. Let's stay here. The messenger said we lived in darkness. Just think of that statement. We lived in darkness for a long time.
Right.
What if you mean? The only prophet we're talking about. How can we live in darkness? We need, if we are on the planet Earth, huh? We know that we need the energy of the sun in order to live. Now I'm working with science and mathematics. And as a scientist, that's what I should do. So what do you mean we live in darkness, brother? We lived in ignorance as we are today. So it was in the beginning. So it is today. We lived in ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of the knowledge of self and kind. You've got to be able to prove this with the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that he gave to us. We lived in ignorance. When you are in ignorance, that is a stage of darkness. So what is the triple darkness out of which he brought himself? You got to know that. How do you know that, brother? Because it was one who is wise enough today to teach us. He gave it to our brother, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who taught it to us, because it is time. He brought himself out of triple darkness. What is the triple darkness out of what he brought himself? See, we have to look at that so that we know, so that we understand. This God today is doing what? He makes all things new. How are you going to do that, God? How are you going to make all things new when there is nothing new under the sun? Meaning under the what? Under the light of the sun. But have to be before the sun if we created it. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, the
we
fact,
have to be before
I'm reading,
the sun, bro, if we created
it. I'm reading from the Theology of Time by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as you speak, and he talks about the darkness of space produce life. And then he said that if we see that one emerged out of all this darkness, what force of power in the darkness brought it out? One could not have come out of the darkness unless force was in the darkness to bring it out. In the universe now, there is a force that moves seemingly unmovable stars. After so long, the stars which we saw here at this point has moved over here to another point. If that star moves over here to another point within 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, or 1,000 years, force made it move. It could not move alone.
100% agreement with everything he said. But what did he mean? What is the force he is discussing? What is the force he is talking about? So that we don't misunderstand or misinterpret. Was he talking about something mysterious that is moving the stars physically? Or is he talking about something in the stars that gives them that ability? What is it? We want to be clear today. And if the God of clarity is on scene today and we are with that God, then we are very clear about what that is. I'm in total agreement with what the messenger said.
Right.
I'm going to show you something. He also said this. What did you mention? What word did you use? You used the word force, didn't you?
Right.
You said it was a force in that
right.
space, right? And
right.
that force moves things in that space.
That's true.
Right?
It does, yes.
Am I right?
Oh, yes,
check
sir.
This out.
Yeah, exactly.
The messenger says, there is no power, a force of power, without the wisdom to produce it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm telling you what he taught. And
yep,
if anybody
yep.
can go research it and see his words, there is no power or force of power without the wisdom to produce it. So it leads you then to ask another question. What would that question be, my young brother? What is wisdom?
Power is force and power is the application.
Wisdom is the utilization of knowledge
right.
with understanding. I mean, you know
right.
what you're doing. With
right.
understanding. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I do.
Ever we use knowledge with understanding of what it is that we are doing, no one can stop us.
Can stop it. That's right.
Force, that's right.
Power,
bro.
Understanding. Application. I'm going
to
read some more from that particular article on Balaji Muhammad. He said, in paragraph 2, he said, so this teaches us, brothers and sisters, you go back and get your scientist, and I will contend with him, and he will contend with me, that the force of the space, which seemingly looks as though it is nothing, has the power to bring up objects that are hidden in it to our view. We don't wind up the universe and tell her to bring Jupiter over to us. No, Jupiter is moving by force. We don't say to a star that is 100 trillion miles or further back there, come out and show us yourself. There is already a force that is going to bring it into our view. And that's so true, because remember, as Master Farad Muhammad pointed out to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, those two stars in the night sky that we are seeing today, he said that those two stars, the blue and the red star, they only appear together every 50,000 years or whenever there is a signification of a universal change.
Brother. Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something. You know, probably the most popular device that is today, probably the
mm-hmm.
most popular device today in the world is, what would you say it is?
Most popular, I would say,
it's
definitely mechanical.
It's what?
Oh! You say
it's what?
Oh, okay. You asked me. I say a lot of it is. I would say right now, brother. If anything, I would say the cell phone.
You
would say cell
right.
phone.
The
yeah.
cell phone, right? Do you remember
right.
when it used to be landlines and they used to string
yes,
lines on posts,
right,
all across everywhere
right.
to connect these phones, right?
Right.
But
today,
you got a phone that all over the planet. Yes.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, you had popped out. Now you're back in. But I believe your point came out, though.
You got a device that you can use today that can
mm-hmm.
connect you
with people all over the planet. That little cell phone, right?
Right.
How is it reaching them, brother? What mm-hmm. is known today? What is known today about forces? And it's utilized by man in such a way that he made a device that will allow him to not only communicate, but to see and distinguish things
mm-hmm.
all over the planet. You understand what I'm saying? These right. forces are no longer mysterious. They're
That's
not.
Right.
It's all about science, bro. They're no longer mysterious.
That's all it is.
That is something that now is what? These forces are being what? Manipulated and controlled.
Manipulated, yeah.
By men. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because these scientists, they have what? Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They have knowledge of waves of different things that exist with what appeared to be what? Void and empty.
Right.
But it found that they're not void and empty. They are
no,
filled
not
with
at all.
All kinds of things that allow for this to happen. How did that occur? It occurred from what? Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Being understood and being used to produce all of these things that give us ability to do this.
Right, because just
what?
Like you said, you spoke about the cell phone. Yeah, go ahead, bro. Because I want to bring that point up, what you had just said about the cell phone, because I know that a lot of the scientists, they use the ether in the atmosphere to transmit the radio waves. And that's exactly right.
Right.
It may look void up there, but they use that.
When you
that's
are primitive,
right.
listen at what I'm when you are primitive,
mm-hmm.
what is called primitive, a prime.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Primal.
Right.
Many things are used to symbolize what you come in order to communicate with one another. These are more, let's say, how can we use this term? These are times that we have matured in our thinking
mm-hmm.
where we are able to know the meaning of these symbols. Know the meaning of these symbols, these images.
Mm-hmm.
Read them, in other words, and utilize them for our benefits, that we no longer are victims of ignorance. And we can advance ourselves all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just white people's ability, but I
no, yes.
really want to get back to this woman
mm-hmm.
in understanding that she is absolutely a necessity to produce life as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
True, we can determine the gender, but she can determine whether it live or die.
Yeah, the outcome, exactly.
Well, that's pretty, that's good, man. Again, it's got to be something really, really, really trusted. fasting, really, really, that's the best way I can use it right now, word that I can use for it, very fasting for someone to have that kind of power to determine whether the life live or die.
That's true.
So that means, what is it? Whatever the God utilize, be it atoms and by the time you think you know about atoms, is about that time you realize that really you don't know what you think you know about atoms.
Right.
Scientists are admitting that today. But it's no longer a secret what produced water. Right?
Yeah.
It's no longer a secret what produced water. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You got two atoms of hydrogen and one of oxygen. And we see
H2O.
There you go.
And
we see that these particular atoms individually are elements that form a compound that produce a molecule of water.
Right.
It's science. It's no more magic. Magic is for people that are on a different level. We think a lot of things is magic, the way our parents produce them for us when we're young and don't have the knowledge of how it come about. It appears to be magic to us. But as we grow and mature and we understand and gain the ability of ourselves to produce what mom and dad produce for us, we just smile and say, I know what you did. And they smile, too, and they think it's very cute because we have learned how to do it for ourselves. Here's this. The messenger is depicted as a woman. Why?
Nurturing nature.
When you go back and look in history at these women, look at it. Because what? She is to give birth to a whole nation. How is that to occur? What is it that enabled her to do that? What caused the pregnancy? I remember a lot of ministers in the first used to teach on the birth of Jesus, right? In the symbolic. And the brothers used to say, man, if you come home, you've been to somewhere for months, and you come home and your woman tell you she's pregnant, you're happy, right? Until she tells you, I'm 2 months pregnant, and you've been gone for 6 months. He says, mathematically, that ain't working for you. That is yours. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, you know it ain't working.
So when we, mathematically. So what I'm saying is this, brother. Why the messenger here is depicted as a woman who is to give birth to a whole nation. A nation of what?
God.
How did the pregnancy occur? You know the messenger is a man, right?
Exactly.
If the messenger, and we know he is a man, oh, man. You understand what I'm saying in that respect? Right?
Right.
Then look at the birth of Jesus. Now, nobody wants to say that Joseph fathered Jesus, right?
Yeah,
the Christians say that it was a what? What kind of birth?
Immaculate conception.
That's right. And some kind of way, God made it happen, right?
Right.
Then they tell
right.
you nothing is impossible for God, right?
Right.
Of course, today we know this is slavery teaching.
Oh, yeah.
We know this is slavery teaching, brother, straight up. We know that when a woman gets pregnant, it is not without the aid of a man. Now, what you
mm-hmm.
use to do so, rather than, I don't mean to be vulgar, rather than a penis, sure,
mm-hmm.
you can inject it there. But nevertheless, it came from a man.
Right.
So what I'm saying is this. Tell me, what was injected into the woman figure here
mm-hmm.
that allowed her to be pregnant with a whole
mm-hmm.
nation that she had to deliver?
Well,
whoa,
you know, brother,
beautiful thing.
You know
nation.
What? Yep, because one thing, Master Farah Muhammad came with a body of knowledge. And he put his knowledge into the head of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And now from that conception, because in the Word of God, it like as we talked about last week, like you say,
yeah.
in that word that he gave is contained the Spirit of God, the wisdom of God within that word.
So if the word
because
contains,
if they start spinning,
if the word in itself contains the wisdom of God,
yeah,
right,
right,
then wisdom is power and force, right?
Oh my God, what is that?
It takes
you heard that?
Well, it takes
I said, did you hear that noise?
Well brother,
I guess you can hear, but I'm hearing it in my phone. Go ahead, brother. Let me try
nothing,
to correct something.
Yeah, it's nothing to distract you. Don't let it distract you. It is wisdom that is in the word that goes.
Go ahead.
In teacher.
Okay,
and
go ahead, bro.
This wisdom
mm-hmm.
releases what? Knowledge with understanding.
Right.
Which creates this power and thought.
Right.
And the whole being experience what? The wisdom, knowledge, understanding, the power
mm-hmm.
and force of the God who did it.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning was what?
The Word.
The Word. Was it not?
Yes, sir.
Well, if in the beginning was the Word, right?
Yes.
Then who did you speak it to?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just have a word with no risk.
You broke up.
Keep up to get it. So who received the word was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
He was open, empty, and receptive
mm-hmm.
to be able
right.
to receive the word of God. With that word came the power of God.
Huh? It changed every cell in his biological being was affected by that power.
Right.
It changed him.
Right.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
It cleared his vision. It cleared all of his senses. He could hear. Oh, man,
right.
This is such a beautiful teaching. Such a beautiful teaching. But look, he was described as a woman.
A woman, sure was.
Yes. So that was a signal. What signal do you send your woman? And not you personally talking about you or your woman. What signal are we sending the black woman? The signal that she is receiving and has received from us for over 400 years is what? We have no power.
At all. Is that what we say? No signal at all.
You hear what I'm saying? If you sending no signal at all, what does that mean then regarding you and your life?
It means you flatline, you dead. Flatline and dead.
Yet you're expecting a living response from your woman.
Right.
How can she live if you dead?
Right.
What are you saying,
exactly.
Brother Wally? How can she live if you're dead?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! This is great teaching, brother. What did that boy from the island tell his brother over here? He said, "You spending your time hanging all of these black men. That's your money. That's your wealth. Hanging them on trees." He said, "That ain't where it is."
Right.
You know I'm talking about Willie Lynch and his letter.
Oh, yeah, talking about Willie Lynch. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
he said, that ain't the one.
Yeah.
He said, get the woman. I don't want to use the name that he used.
No, I know what you mean.
He said,
and
you get
her. Know well.
Huh? To what?
Yep. I say, people know exactly what you mean.
He said, if you get her, she will deliver the man to you.
Right.
What are you talking about, Willie Lynch? Willie Lynch knew she was the one who programmed the life before it hit the planet.
Woo! God, dog. Yep. I don't know if Willie understood that as deep as you just said it. But God, dog, that is so true. Programmed the light before it hit the planet. God, dog.
She programmed the light before it hit the planet. I'm trying to show you the value of her to God.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the value of her to yourself.
Right.
Oh, brother, I'm telling you something really powerful here. Really powerful to meditate on. You understand what I'm saying?
Say,
your whole concept of the world, of the environment you in is shaped by her.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, look at here.
And
you
know
looking at your children, brother. You better look at your woman. You're trying to save your children. You will never save your children if you don't save your woman.
Because if the woman ain't with it, the children are not going to be with it. That's what I be saying to my wife. I say, boy, every time I look at my wife, I tell her, boy, I got to take my hat off to you, because, boy, y'all as women, y'all don't realize just how powerful you all are, because, man, y'all are truly the woman of civilization, because y'all created. We may be civilization builders, but y'all are the ones that make the civilization makers. Y'all make the civilization. We just build.
Brother,
man,
again,
brother.
This subject.
Yeah, go ahead.
The time that we have now out us to go but to so far in it, especially when it comes to us. But I say this. When a woman's man is dead,
mm-hmm.
her whole community is for anybody who want it.
Exactly.
And that's what has happened to our community. It has
mm-hmm.
been ravished and plundered by anyone who wanted it because there was no guard, Dion, there
right.
to stop
right.
him. So she done the best she could. And for doing the best she could, we scold her for it. Woo! Brother, look at him. Yeah, look at him. You will never stop saying and trying.
Brother? Sound like your phone not coming through.
Of what he is. He made nursery
mm-hmm.
rhymes about it. Huh?
Right.
Listen to one. Jack and Jill went up
right.
the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack
yep.
fell down and lost his crown. And Jill came tumbling after. How could she
yeah.
stand and be the queen that she is?
Right.
Not when she had no king.
When you
but
travel
when
together.
Everything happened to her. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
Yep. Right.
So if we let everything
oh, yeah.
happen to her, guess what? We let everything happen to our children.
That's right.
And why do we do that?
No power.
Because what? We've been made ignorant to the knowledge of self.
Mm-hmm.
And fear is one of the
major
culprits that
yeah.
has been used
yeah.
to make it happen. What do you
That's
fear?
Right.
What do you fear?
Mm-hmm.
You fear lost.
The what?
You
Go
fear
ahead.
The loss of life. You fear
yep.
death. You fear pain.
Mm-hmm.
And because you fear all of those things, huh?
Right.
I can enslave you as long as you fear it. So,
and you know what, brother?
Your fear is open for anyone to plant in it.
Exactly. Man.
And she is going to teach the offsprings what she is told to teach. By the ruler, because
mm-hmm.
if she hadn't seen him take our power, then she
right.
have reason to fear. Right?
Right. Exactly.
I keep saying again, Kanye West made a statement
mm-hmm.
and was criticized. They wanted to do harm to him for making the statement. Slavery
yeah.
was a choice. Huh? But did he
right,
lie
right.
or did he tell the truth?
No, he told the truth.
We don't want to deal with them kind of
truth.
Realities.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to deal with them kind of realities because that means we have to face the ugliness of our own decision making. And we don't want to deal with that.
And plus, with it, if you live in a society like this, then the Quran said it right. It said, we will try you with something of fear, loss of life, and loss of property.
Try you.
So it was correct. But you know, brother, we got about, let's see, in the closing minutes, because I want to make sure, because we've been talking about the woman, and we also got it into talking about the environment. And a point I do definitely want to pull out before we close out today is that when we look at, because it came up this week on the show that I was listening to, I did call in and I made some very, very powerful statement on the role of a female. But then a female called in and she was saying, well, we as females were taken from a rib from the man. And even though I was teaching her about the reality that the first act of creation was not man, it was a woman. But she still ran to that old slavery team. That's why I bear witness to what you just said. She's gonna only teach out that which she is being told. And I want to read this little thing part right here, brother, that I wrote. I said that man is not to be ruler alone. I said no. We are according to the Quran, we are a vicegerent, a subordinate to the original and the supreme one who sits in the seat of another, or as men, we are to prepare the earth for the woman to bring into the earth children to reflect the originator's high ideals and supreme civilization. I think us as men, and then for one thing, Caucasian taught that man was to be first superior to everything. But what was our purpose for being, while we were the one created, fashioned first? And when I looked at that, I was saying to myself, okay, so if the Bible is saying that the first man was Adam, I mean creation was Adam, okay, what was Adam created to do? To till the earth, right? He was to prepare the earth. Well, why was he created for? He was created to prepare the earth for the woman. Not that the earth was prepared for him. it was made to prepare the earth for the woman.
Brother, let me say this.
Go ahead.
We are one. As long as you see duality, you're going to see two. But it's not two. It's only one. With different responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see the one, then unite, and love one another as one. She's worth our life. And she will give hers to protect and preserve ours. The love. And that's a whole nother subject. Of one another. That will bring us back as we were in the beginning. And produce the one. Again. But we're going to have to do as the pattern shows.
we're going to have to come together. And in so doing, we can produce the one as was in the beginning. You got to love like that. She is everything to us. She is everything to us. And we are everything to her. Mm-hmm. It is slavery teachings. It is the beast who has put enmity between us, where we frowned on one another and blame one another. This had to be. It's why it couldn't be stopped. It had to be. God don't break his word. For a time. And the time is up. So if the time is up, and it is, then that means it is time for us to what? Come together as we were in the beginning. That is our destiny. You don't, put it like this, it's live in another environment, or you better carry your own. See, are you going to live on Mars without your encasement?
I know to do that. Right?
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So,
exactly.
Bottom line, we began to see ourselves again when we unite. Your vision is incomplete until you unite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It is, mm-hmm. And I say, oh, my God, because once this occurs, watch, you won't be able to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Words are not necessary. It's pure experience.
Right.
And the experience is yourself. I am. I am.
Right.
And you definitely will be. The whole thing is to unite us, man. The nightmare of these people is for us to unite. He can't get sleep when he see a black man and a black woman that loves one another. If you love one another, then your children will love you both and honor your teachings. You got to love. It's the key. This is coded. We haven't even got to the part about the proteins reading the genes, because the genes is a book. Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
When you realize it's been kept in a book and it's been kept in you, why do you think there is such a move to do what? Engineer the genes and produce something else.
Yeah.
That's called genetic engineering. Why is all of this study being done by him? He can't go no further than we let him know, so don't worry about that. But we need to be about the work of the God. We need to be. We're talking about we ain't got no job. You got the biggest job that has been done by anybody ever on the planet besides the first one who set it in motion. The first one. The first one. We back to the first one. Was not what? Separated.
Yep.
The The zero represents what? What do it represent?
Universe. It represents the whole universe.
What happens when a line comes down the middle?
Well, you split it in two.
And then what you have?
Then you have a half.
You have separation.
Yep.
Separation of what? The representative.
Right.
Of the universe.
Right. Right.
And now we have in the lessons that say what? He wants us to think that we all are different. Brother,
Yep. We
have to cut this out. We are one. You can't imagine the power that we have. Not until your mind becomes one again.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it from a half. You don't have a half in the beginning. You know what we represent? I'm going to tell you. And then we'll talk about it at a later time. We represent the light.
Mm-hmm.
We are the light.
Right.
We are the light of the universe.
Right.
Nothing in the universe is known unless we reveal it. Do that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing in the universe is known unless we reveal it.
Yep. That's right.
If we retreat, everything becomes dark. If we advance, then there is nothing that is not revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the attributes I'm speaking about. We reveal and we conceal. And what we conceal, no one has the power to reveal. And what we reveal, no one has the power to conceal.
That's
most
right.
Abilities are ours. But you must unite with self in order to realize yourself as you really are. Stop letting this beast divide you. Main source
right.
of his power. Divide, conquer. And what do you start with? A lie. Deception.
That's where it starts.
You hear what I'm saying, beloved?
That's where it starts. Remember from the newsletter last
Jesus.
Week?
Yes.
One lie.
You ain't got to worry about the children.
Yeah.
If you got separation between the parents.
The lie travel like thought. 24 billion miles per second. Around the brain.
Embrace her.
It just one.
Embrace her.
Yep.
Check it out. We don't sit out and teach her like we talk to one another. This is a FOI lesson. But we don't sit out to her like
yep.
that. No.
Well, if that's the case,
something.
Brother, then we're violating the Quran. Because the Quran clearly says in the woman, chapter 5, in the woman, surah 4, the fifth verse, it says it clear on there. It says, make not over your property which Allah has made a means of support for you. But notice it. It says to the weak of understanding and maintain them out of it and clothe them and give them a good education.
Do that all kinds of ways. What it is, brother, we need to move. We need to do something. We need to move and do something. We need to get on our post and walk it in a perfect manner.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Don't worry about that. Just take it, what we say to one another, but just take care of your business. You take care of your business, you know what? She's going to be smiling and grinning and laughing all the time. She's going to be happy. And when she's happy like that, let me tell you what happens. When she holds the baby in her arm and the baby looks at her face where it gets so much information from every expression that she reveals. When she looks at you, and the baby see how she looks at you. And she looks at the baby. And the baby see the way she looks at it and the way she looks at you. You all right.
Right.
The baby is using mama to gauge what its relationship with dad is. Oh, mama,
right.
I can't tell you no more. We just have to do these things. We have to embrace our woman. Don't worry about how upset she is now. Don't be worrying about that. We have to go to work and do what we do. That's all. Just go to work and do what we do. And when we do, brother, it pays off.
That's right. That's right, and you know, man, it all goes down in a nutshell. Brother, we got to get back on duty, be duty-based, man. We got to be. The reason why I mentioned about us preparing the earth for the woman, it's talking about environment, preparing the environment so that she can produce children that will reflect the high wisdom and ideals of our Creator, of our God, and the supreme, and build a supreme civilization. We can do this, so help us Allah. You know, I want to thank everybody for listening in today. We are running close on time. We'll talk to each other next week.